You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Mahigit na 11 dosenang kandidatong politikal na kalahok sa pampederal na halalan ngayong buwan ang nangampal niya sa isang community forum sa isa sa pinaka-diverse na electorate ng bansa. Hangad ng SBS Election Exchange na suriin ang mga pampolitikal na issue para sa mga multikultural na komunidad bago maganap ang halalan sa 18 ng Mayo. Narito ang ulat ni Omar Dabas na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa labas ng Parramatta Town Hall sa Kanlurang, Sydney, inihayag ng mga kandidato ang kanilang tayo sa impapawid. Ang mga malaking programa ng SBS Radio ay naalok ng oportunidad na magsalita ang mga kandidato para ipahayag ang mga altuntunin ng kanilang mga partido at suriin ang mga isyong humaharap sa kanilang mga botante. Kabilang sa 16 na politiko na dumalo ay sila Ministro ng Imigrasyon David Coleman, Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen at dating Pangulo ng Australian Medical Association na naging politiko, Dr. Brian Awler. Ang electorate na bank ni David Coleman ang isa sa pinaka-marginal seat sa bansa na sa kasalukuyan ay hawak ng liberal sa 1.4% lamang. Sinabi ng kandidato ng Labor sa banks, Chris Gambian, maraming mga mahalagang isyong hinaharap ang mga botante.
It's a very diverse electorate, so depending on who you are, you've got a different focus. Some people talk a lot about schools, our local hospitals, Bankstown and St George, both in urgent need of attention and love. Health is definitely a big issue for the area. No matter who you are, there are two issues that I think really everybody talks about. One is the cost of living. Everybody says that that is a pressure on them. The second one is an absolute frustration that the Liberals have turned governing into a circus down in Canberra and not something that's focused on the lives of everyday people.
Hawak ni John Alexander ng Liberal ang upuan ng Benelong mula pa noong taong 2010. Ang upuan yon ang dating hawak ng dating punong ministro John Howard at tinuturing na isa sa pinakamultikultural na electorate na maraming Chino at Koreanong background. Sinabi ni Alexander, ang pag-unawa sa maraming uri ng issue na humaharap sa mga ganitong komunidad ay mahalaga para sa mga politiko.
We are as diverse a community as anywhere in Australia, and I think we do it awfully well. For instance, we have had record numbers of young people get a job. In Benelong, our unemployment has gone from 5.4% down to 3.7%, so we are doing awfully well in that area. In particular, the Chinese and the Korean communities want to get a job. And many have small businesses and they really appreciate and understand the lowering of tax, the capacity to possibly then employ someone to expand their business. And I think that's led to, you know, a greater empowerment, a greater engagement, and I think in time will lead to greater representation in our various levels of government.
Habang papalapit na ang halalan, maraming mga malawak ang isyu na tinuturing na mahalaga ng maraming mga botante. At sa electorate tulad ng Parramatta, ang imigrasyon ang kadalasang mahalagang paksa para sa talakayan. Subalit kadalasan ang mga tao ay may hating opinyon kung ilan ang mga migranteng dapat papasukin sa bansa.
Well, it's important to come because the more people that come in, more the country going up more. Because more people come, the more the culture going up. And we find a different question than other people.
When it comes to immigration, we should not allow boat people to come in at all. That is for sure, for sure. But those who are coming should be those who are happy to settle in Australia as Australians.
Immigration right now, I think it's a pretty good source of revenue for our country. Instead of working in one city, if they could work as a whole country, it will be better for all of us.
Si Rita, isang residente ng Parramatta, ay nag-migrate mula India, 25 taon na ang nakalipas. Sinabi niya ang pagsuporta sa mga bagong migrante ay napakahalaga.
Education is very, very important for our children because we have really come into this country for our kids, really. And, you know, it's a big price to pay because you leave your parents, your family, everybody behind, and we need more support in order to lift ourselves up and establish in a new country.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.